Well, 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 multiverse. It's Grace. Hopping on my multi-dimensional soapbox yet again. I'm getting y'all high. Here you go. So I'm throwing it back to the old school days where it was just me, my weed, and my music. On these podcasts, talking about some real shit. Concept on my mind for a few months about this constant need for production and perfection, assimilation and conformity, and all these things that are kind of correlated. I've been trying to tackle this topic on a personal level without all the heaviness and emotions that it brings up for me, which in my case manifests as anger usually. This is, like, at myself for caring what people think. It's at others for expecting so much of me and seemingly nowhere near as much for themselves. Sometimes at institutions for creating this pattern over so many generations and groups of people. But the anger doesn't actually help anything. And, in fact, it makes it that much harder to get to the root of where that thinking lies. So this is my way of working past anger as an obstacle. And I'm just like laughing to myself because, of course, a person with an Aries and Virgo stellium is going to be getting over anger at perfectionism. That just makes so much sense. But anyways, this Venus retrograde is bringing up some themes like that for me that are begging the questions, such as, what do I value? What do I put stock in? Is it in my best interest, or is it in the best interest of maintaining an invisible status quo that I never agreed to? These so-called standards of perfection are man-made, and I'm not governed by anything except for the divine, my own spirit, where I feel moved to be, my intuition, my goals and ideas and visions and connections. So that being said, these are my thoughts. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. We're taught from a young age that we are flawed, we are imperfect beings, we're sinners, etc. We are taught that we need to repent or purify or allow ourselves to be judged so that we can be shaped into quote-unquote good humans. We are encouraged and rewarded to fall in line or to become something we are not, or even to mask in the world to appear to be what we are not. We're not really supposed to voice our opinion or have a say in where life takes us, other than just accepting the preconditioned path that's put on us, whether it be from family, school, the church, military, any sort of institution that places these limitations on us and our imaginations. We're supposed to listen to the teacher, listen to the parent, the sergeant, the well-meaning leader, or the divine, as channeled through some idiot that smells their own farts to receive a need. So maybe that's guidance or wisdom or healing or peace. Well, what if I told you that you are born perfect? You come into this world with everything you need and a purpose that is unique. A purpose that literally cannot be defined in whole or contained, even by you or your conditioning. And the only reason that you believe differently is because someone or some structure got into your head at one point and you internalized it as the rest of us do, as it seems it has always been done. I can only speak for myself here, but I have been done with being shaped by anything outside of myself except for love and humanity as concepts for a while now. I frequently offer my help as a guide and as a way shower, but it's really just that. That doesn't make me a guru or some end-all be-all to absorb the pain, the blame, or trauma of others, so I can just wave my cute little magic wand for them and make it all go away. And trust me, I have tried again and again, and I failed. And they say that insanity is repeating the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So to persuade someone, whatever the method of persuasion might be, but persuading someone into doing something that isn't true to them isn't something I'm interested in. So I frequently back away from like a shot calling position when it comes to other people, because I just prefer a more like soft questioning approach to get people to open their minds and just open that door to think more and empower themselves more, and not necessarily be like, oh, this is what you should do. What I am interested in beyond that is shining a light on the unknown, as has been done for me, and to also remind anyone who will listen that each of us has a choice. And some of those are bigger than others. Not only do we have a choice to either follow the conditioning or fight it, but we also have the power and the resources to make that choice for ourselves. It's no choice of mine or anyone else's to be put on a pedestal against their wishes and receive punishment or ill will when we don't measure up to some external idea of who we are or what we are or aren't meant for. When you live and stand in your truth, you can't be exposed based on someone's discovery of something they didn't already know was reality. That's like the same thing as Columbus trying to say he discovered America, even though there is literally whole civilizations like already here. So discovery isn't the proper way to portray that you found out something exists beyond your perception. And so the way I see it, I can't be guilted or shamed or manipulated by the idea that I'm flawed or make mistakes. Like, I literally know all these things and I'm also okay with it. So the need for perfection doesn't necessarily drive my creation of reality. It's more so about growth, at least for me. In my experience, I've learned that a flaw is really just a difference between one thing and another thing. Kind of like the concept of one man's trash. I also feel that mistakes can actually lead to growth if the person is aware and wishes to strive for better. So I say all this to say, perfection is actually relative, and I feel that it's individually evaluated. Simply put, we are actually all on spirit-led human journeys. And what I mean by that is that our spirit leads and our humans follow. So for me, it's like some of my past experiences inform me, but they also balance with the visions for the future that I feel like I have been seeded to kind of carry forward. There's really emotional elements on this journey, and there's very material elements on this journey as well. My underlying current and my connection between all of the above, everything else I'm made up of, and everything outside of me would be the space of my spirit, which is the connection. Every day, I can feel the contrast and the interplay and the intensity of the entire spectrum of humanness. And through this, my spirit is what lifts me up and brings me down, as needed in what I believe is in the name of balance, but also expanded perspective. So to me, it is so rich and so meaningful to be gifted with awareness and consciousness. It seems like a waste of it to obsess over perfection, because that looks different to everyone. Whose version of perfection have I wasted whole periods of my life on? Even at my lowest moments the past few years, I have been brought out of them with awe and gratitude over how something as small as one human being like me in a whole multiverse can have all this feeling and expression and experience. And that's the closest that I have ever been able to get as far as conceptualizing true perfection. In a way, it brings me a lot of peace in knowing that I've been gifted with that thought process. And even though I'm imperfect, I am getting closer to the purest essence of myself and my being every day, which is way more fulfilling than whatever being perfect is supposed to mean. Finding what I'm meant for and what is meant for me and the pursuit of that is much clearer and holds less resistance than chasing perfection. And the rest is really relative. Go, y'all. Nice little bone rip. Thank y'all for listening.